Big news today in Connecticut. Farm Aid 2021 coming to Connecticut, Xfinity Theater, September 25th. Live now from a farm somewhere in Southampton, New York.
Wow.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God.
Who wants breakfast?
So this is very exciting. Let's go through the headlines here, and then we'll figure out, you could tell us how all this happened.
Sure, sure. We're really proud to bring back Farm Aid 2021 to Hartford. Most of the people know who the headliners are. They're always the board members and the founders, which are Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. Dave will be bringing Tim Reynolds, so it's really Dave and Tim that will be performing. And then Margo Price is on it, Sturgill Simpson, Tyler Childers, I'm not sure who that is, Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats, who's one of the great live performers, Betty Levette, Jamie Johnson, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real, Allison Russell, Particle Kid, and Ian Mellencamp. So the kids are all getting involved.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Yep. So that it goes on pre-sale today, and just go on the farm. You'll figure out how to do the pre-sale, and then the full-on sales Friday. And ticket prices start at $305. They go down to $215, $125, and then the lawn is $65.
That's great.
And it's an all-day show, and it's not only the music, it's a lot of fun stuff going on in the plaza. We take out half the parking lot that we normally have and let the farmers set up there, and it's an experience. It's something that you will talk about, not only about the concert, but the time that you had there. And I'm sure anybody that was there in 2018 will attest to exactly what I'm saying.
It's a long day of music. Yeah. When does it start and when does it end?
It starts around noontime and it ends around 11.
Wow.
Okay.
If you think about $65 for a lawn seat, it's pennies per song.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's basically $5 per artist.
Willie Nelson, what a treat to have him on stage in Connecticut, right?
Oh, it's just great. I mean, he's in his mid to late 80s now, I would guess. And I heard him sing last year at a show I had, and his voice is every bit as strong as ever. And I hope when you're in your mid-80s on the mornings on PLR,
right,
your voice is as strong as ever.
Yeah.
Not strong now.
Right. But to see Willie Nelson and Neil Young is like seeing a couple of the people that would be on the Mount Rushmore of rock, you know?
Yeah, and there's no doubt. First of all, and let's put Dave Matthews up there, too.
Yeah.
Because Dave holds the record for outdoor concerts in Connecticut. He's done, I think, 40, he did 41 shows, I believe, at Xfinity so far. Because the last show that he did, I mentioned to him that this is his 41st show, and what does he do? He comes out, his first song is 41.
Nice.
Ah, 41. That is great. You put that little seed in his head, and he thought, this is great.
I'm going to run with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was brilliant, but then he never even mentioned it to the audience.
Then I dropped some food and said there's some ants marching.
But if you take out all the other artists, which you wouldn't want to do, but if you just look at the top four, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, all at the same venue, you would never see one of them for $65. Right?
No, and you would, they're not an amphitheater.
Right.
So you're right. The money is worth it. The size of the venue is worth it. And I have to keep saying it. The experience, when you go to Farm Aid, you will not only love the music, you will love the whole experience of what goes on at Farm Aid. And it's, as I said, a lot of farmers set up their goods, and you can buy their goods, and you read stories about them, and there are a whole bunch of different activities that go around Farm Aid. It's a true festival.
And they, they put money back into Connecticut farms. So.
Which is really wonderful. 25% of the money that they make comes back into Connecticut farms. And So it really helps the community a lot, and the farm community in particular.
When tickets officially go on sale Friday, will there still be good seats left for Connecticut people?
Yeah, we only put a limited number of tickets on presale.
Great.
That's all.
So Farm Aid 2021, Saturday, September 25th, Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Tickets on sale Friday, and they range from $35 to $305.
That's amazing.
How did we get them? I'm sorry. Did I say 35?
Yeah, yes, you did.
I'm
getting the word.
Giving a little discount.
You might be on to your 80s.
Yeah,
I'm not sure you're going to make it to 50.
I know. 65 to 305. How did you get that here again?
Well, there is a story behind it that I don't think anybody at Farm Aid is going to tell the story, but you know me, I'll say it, and
please,
and I'll get yelled at 10 o'clock
right.
when everybody realizes that I said what I said.
Oh, thank you.
But they were looking at another state, actually, and it was in the middle of the pandemic, and I got an email from our general manager that they're concerned about the pandemic, and they don't know what states will open up in time to do Farm Aid this year because they had to skip Farm Aid in 2020. They were in Milwaukee in 2019, and they were back. They were in Hartford in 2018. So there's only been one Farm Aid in between our two Farm Aids, which is incredibly unique. So I went to David Liebman, who is the Commissioner of Economic Development, and asked him if he would speak to the governor and see if by the end of September he was confident that we would be able to open up at full scale, meaning full capacity. And a day later, I get an email back that, yes, he feels confident we will be able to open up by the end of September outdoors. Now we're indoors, too, but he felt outdoors at that time would be safe. I sent the email up to Farm Aid, and Farm Aid said, that clinches it. You know we have a site. We have a governor behind us that says he's confident we'll open up. We know we can do it. We can start working on the project. So Governor Lamont deserves a lot of credit for getting Farm Aid back to Hartford, Connecticut.
My picture overalls.
I'm going to run through these artists here. I'm going to go from Dave Matthews up, and then just share with us a story of you bringing them to Connecticut, maybe something backstage or behind the scenes. We'll start with Dave Matthews.
Okay, well, Dave Matthews, I've always said, is one of the friendliest people I've ever met. He will sit down and have dinner backstage with strangers. I don't know any artist that does that.
Really?
I mean, I've seen him sit down with people that I know, and I'm saying, how does he know this person? And I'd go over to the person, and I say, how do you know Dave Matthews? And he goes, I don't. He just sat down and started to talk to me.
So he just wanted
and
to
I
care.
And I think that sort of easiness really is obvious on stage, too. He's very, very easygoing and very friendly, and I think it really magnifies when you see him on stage. I think that's part of his popularity. Very regular guy.
He keeps eating.
John Mellencamp.
Oh. Well, John Mellencamp's not the easiest guy to work with at times. I don't know how many people listening were at the Bushnell back in the mid-80s when I had John Mellencamp there. But it was very shortly after the state determined that there would be no smoking in state facilities. And the Bushnell is sort of a state facility. So I went into John into the green room before the show and I said, just want you to know that we're not allowed to smoke in the Bushnell, and the artist is no longer allowed to smoke in the Bushnell. And at that time, he was an avid, probably 2 or 3 pounds. And he goes out on stage, and I'm busy settling up in the box office. And all of a sudden, I get a call from the box from the stage to the box office that John's walked off the stage.
Whoops.
And I ran backstage to see what was going on. I go into the green room, and I say, what's wrong? What? You only played 20 minutes. And he says, well, you said I couldn't smoke on stage. I needed to have a smoke. So I had to have a cigarette. So I said, oh, boy. Okay, fine. I said, let's you can go smoke on stage. I can't keep. He says, I'll keep every 20 minutes. I'll take a break. I said, no. I mean, go smoke. Go do the whole show. So we went back on stage.
Buy an ashtray.
So that was one of my John Mellencamp stories.
He's the first to admit that he's tough to work with, too. He knows it.
Well, if you go to his old albums and you see the producer, it always says, produced by Don Gaiman and the Little Bastard.
Yeah.
And I've asked him, who is the Little Bastard? And he's the Little Bastard.
Oh, okay. He's the Little Bastard.
All right, so he helped.
Well, I give him credit for self-awareness.
Right, and self-proclaim.
And I think you were telling us that his band was so great in 18 that all of the other acts, when John Mellencamp went on, stopped what they were doing backstage, eating and socializing and partying, and got to, on the side of the stage so they could watch his set.
Yes, it was, and he did a greatest hit set, too, which is really remarkable.
Nice.
Because he's one of those artists that really likes to dig deep into his catalog at times, which a lot of people do appreciate, but since he was a short set, he just went through every single hit he had.
How long are those sets at Farm Aid?
They run from 20 minutes to an hour.
Oh, wow.
That is who's playing. You know, Neil takes a long set, and then they come on at the end and sing together, which is really nice.
That's
badass. Jam. Nice.
The top four, Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Willie Nelson, do they each get an hour?
They can play up to an hour, yes.
Up to?
They can play up to an hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, it's really up to them how long a set they end up doing. It's all not really pre-planned. They come in basically the day before. And they and then they sit down and talk about everything.
I know Willie's Bus was popular last time.
Willie's Bus is now legal.
Nice.
So that had nothing to do with it, by the way. But I imagine we'll need extra food backstage because of Willie's Bus.
Yeah, you went on the bus, right, Jimmy?
I went on the bus. I took a picture of one of his, I don't know if they call them joints or cigarettes. I'm not really sure what they call them.
Willie sticks.
It had his logo on it. What do I know? Right.
Right. Is it a joint when it's professionally rolled and packaged and sold like cigarettes?
With a filter.
Right. With a filter.
With a filter. That's a work of art.
Would that be a joint if there's a filter on it?
It's a very good one.
I don't know. That's why I said I couldn't figure it out. And he was handing them out for free, which was great.
Wow.
So there was longer lines at his bus than there were getting into the venue.
The big smokehouse.
Nice.
Willie's Smokehouse. That'd actually be a good idea. You go and smoke a joint.
Well, now, right.
Have some ribs.
Now,
have some barbecue.
Now nobody's going to hide the fact that they're doing it because you can do it.
Right. Even security.
So
Neil Young, Jimmy, have you worked with him before?
Yeah, I worked with Neil a lot. I started working with Neil back in the early 70s. And very, very nice, very friendly, very down to earth, pretty unpredictable. Never know what he's going to play on stage. He's one of my favorite artists, and I
really?
One of the artists I always look at. I love Neil Young. Love Neil Young's music. And, I mean, even when he did his trans stuff, I actually like that too. That's how much I like Neil Young. I remember when he put out this album called Glendale, and I think it was called Glendale, and we had him at the Oakdale, and he's playing it, and the album hadn't even, but he yelled out, "Hey, get the hell out of Glendale!" Right into his greatest hits. He listened to the audience. It was very nice. He went into his greatest hits, but very friendly, very approachable. Let me put it that way. He's very, very approachable.
It's only a few artists.
Well, he's Canadian. Canadians are nice people.
Okay. Canadians are nice people
right,
and fun.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Canadians are nice people, I have to tell you. And it's always a pleasure to deal with Canadians when they come into concert.
That should be a T-shirt.
His Rockin' in the Free World song is an anthem. That song will live forever.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert, got on the show. We announced this morning and talking about today, Farm Aid 2021 Festival happening in Connecticut, September 25th, Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Tickets on sale this Friday. They range from $65 to $305. And the top four acts, Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Willie Nelson. Jimmy, we will talk to you on Thursday. I'm sure we'll have some more details and concert updates. Thank you, brother.
You got it, guys. Have a good couple of days.
Thank you.